Hi everyone, welcome home. Welcome to the Talk with a Zambian Child, hosted by me, Tevin Smart. Welcome to another windy, dusty morning. And today we've got a brand new episode for you, so make sure you stay hydrated throughout the whole podcast. But before we go any further, let me take time to apologize for the podcast not airing on Friday. It's just that I'd received news of a funeral, so I was unable to conduct the interview. My apologies from I and the team. So today we'll only have an interview segment. We won't have a game show as usually as we have, but we only get to hear of the interview with one of the people that really inspires me and is the reason why this whole podcast came about. His name is Davis Lavoy and is here to talk to us about a virtual life with regards to social media. So let's sit back, relax, and don't forget, I'll say this again, stay hydrated. And today being a very windy and dusty morning, you really need to stay hydrated. So let's get right into the talk. Welcome, Mr. Davis.
Thank you very much.
We are very happy to have you today. How has your weekend been?
I'm really very excited to be on this show, and I'm only humbled that I was picked to come discuss this very important topic. My weekend has been quite tiresome, but my week has been quite tiresome, and the weekend seems to be going just fine.
That's really great to hear. Okay, the first thing I always want to ask my guest on this show is, I know I asked you on gunpoint when it came to this topic, but what were your first thoughts when you heard me come to your gym and be like, David Lovewell, I want you to talk about a virtual life, I want you to talk about media. What was your thought?
Well, it's a topic that's quite sensitive, and especially that everybody is doing things virtually now, and everybody is on social media, and it's quite an interesting topic, but very, very cardinal and very sensitive, because it's affecting almost all the youths around. So I was intrigued. It was more of a challenge than anything, but yeah, that's pretty much.
No, okay. That's really good. Okay, for those of our guests that do not know what a virtual life is, would you just give us a bit of a definition of what is virtual life?
Well, in simpler terms, or in layman language, I would refer it to anything to do with the online platforms. Yeah.
Okay.
Where you don't have, it's not physical interaction.
Okay.
But it's more of an online interaction. On whatever level, but it has to be online. It's not a physical arrangement. I think that's how I can put it in layman language.
Oh, okay then, that's really good. Then, yes, you said it's about anything that's interacting online. Okay, so online is this wide space with many different ways of reaching people. Let us try to specify this online and narrow it down to social media. What is social media?
Well, social media is online interactive platforms, just like I earlier said.
Okay.
Yeah, so online interactive platforms are what we can refer to as social media, where people get to interact, not physically, but via technology.
Okay.
In any way that they're able to interact. Yeah, so examples would be the Facebook, the Twitter, the WhatsApp, any platform that allows you to interact, but virtually.
Yeah, that's really, really good to hear. And what are the benefits that come with this type of media?
Well, there are so many benefits, and just like any other thing in life, there are always pros and cons to anything.
Yes.
But I think social media, if well utilized, can give us a lot of benefits. Okay. Firstly, it can bring a lot of financial liberation to youths if utilized very well.
Yes.
And it also allows you to get exposed without you having to travel. You know, back then what we are told they had, or the early years of our existence, you find that we didn't have all these platforms, and for you to be exposed to different things, it had to take you to get to that place for you to actually see what other people are doing or how other people are doing things. But now it's a whole different case, because you just have to be in the comfort of your bed or your chair, and you're able to see what other people are doing, even in other countries. And with me, exposure is a very cardinal part of anybody's life, because that's what actually will push you to do great things. Unless you see how other people are doing things, you might not be so inspired to be able to do as much as they are doing. So unless you see things, unless you hear things, then you'll be intrigued to actually do things better. So I think it exposes us to a lot of things. And okay. We've seen people who are also doing businesses on social media, and they're thriving through that, because they've got a larger clientele, because they're easily able to advertise their products. They're easily able to talk to other people about their products, and they find that their businesses are actually booming. On the other hand, there is information that we're not easily able to access. But with the coming of social media, you find that you just have to click a few buttons and all that information is at your fingertips. There are topics that maybe our parents are not able to talk to us about. You just go on the internet, on one of the social media platforms, click a few buttons and everything's at your disposal. You're able to learn on your own. And I think there's a lot of knowledge that has come about because of the surfacing of social media.
Those are really, really great points to note. And I think I'm one person who can testify to your words, because definitely throughout the podcast, it's been a whole social media interaction, and I've had time to learn through on how to do well and how to build and on just how to be as a brand on your own social media. And it's really, really beneficial for everybody who's out there and hasn't had time to try it out.
Yes.
What are the disadvantages that come with this social media? Because you've talked about the benefits. What are the disadvantages, or are there any disadvantages that come with social media?
Well, actually, there are quite a number of disadvantages.
Okay.
Just like you rightly put it, to everything there are pros and cons.
Yes.
And like they always say, too much of everything, goes bad.
Yeah.
So in as much as we need the exposure, we need the knowledge, we need the interaction on social media.
Yes.
We also have to be functional human beings outside social media. There's real life, there's our day-to-day lives. Yeah. Now you find that if people do not pay particular attention in regulating how much social media they can actually be exposed to, you find that they people don't become as functional, because, you know, it's very interesting to be on social media. You'll be on Facebook almost the whole day, because you keep seeing things that are intriguing. And as a result, you keep scrolling. By the time you realize it, you've been on that platform for 4 or 5 hours. And that 4 or 5 hours is time you would have utilized to actually get into real life and do a few things that would be directly beneficial to your personal growth. So I think one of the disadvantages is it's very time-consuming if not controlled. It's very, very time-consuming if not controlled. And it also gives us a fiction part of life, because if you do not always strike a balance between what you see on social media and reality, you might live a life of fiction, where all you want to do is depict the fiction that you see, the things that you see on social media, and align it to yourself, which could not be so true, because other people are living their life, and because you'd want to maybe match what they're doing there, so you tend to live a fictitious life just to satisfy your ego on social media. And you find that you'll be doing things that other people are also not doing, who might be living a life like yours, who are living a fictitious life on social media. As a result, it puts us in a fiction world that's not exactly the reality. And as a result, it might cause a lot of anxiety in youths, and some of them might even result to, you know, suicide if things do not go as good as they purport it should be going on social media. Yep. So there's always that.
Those are really, really good points to note when it comes to mostly the dangers that accompany social media.
Yes.
So I wanted to get one point from your disadvantages. You said about a fictitious life, right? And you talked of anxiety. How does somebody stay true to themselves and not suffer from either anxiety or depression while on social media? Are there ways they could take that while being on social media, they don't suffer through anxiety?
I think the most important thing is you always have to have a reality check as you live your life.
Oh, okay.
So, like I said, some people would go on social media to depict a life that they are not living, because they see people living a life they would want to be living on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And to try to satisfy their ego, they tend to, you know, try by all means to live something similar to what they are seeing.
Mm.
So I think the best way to go about it is have a reality check. Be content with yourself, and even when you go to social media, go there in your true self. And that will even help you to benefit more from social media than you actually would if you go there depicting a fictitious life. For example, people would go there claiming to, for example, have a job, which in the actual sense they actually don't have.
No, okay.
If you went there as your raw self, your true self, you find that social media would actually help you get a job, because you went there in your true self.
Yes.
But because you notice most of your friends on social media might have jobs, and so you try to make it seem like you equally have a job. The day people find out you don't have a job, it will be so shameful to you so much that you gain that anxiety, you have the depression, and end up doing things you're not supposed to do. But if it was used rightly, where you go there and depict your true self, coming from a humble background, not maybe having a job, social media would actually be a platform where you'd actually be able to sell yourself and actually get that job that you are already depicting to be having when you don't have it. So I think what's most important is always have a reality check, be true to yourself, and be content with who you are. And show people the true self. Like, let people see you for who you are and not what you are not. Yeah, I think reality check is the best way to curb the anxiety and the depression eventually.
So that's a really good point I need to take also into account. Okay. So for you, Davis, you are somebody who is an advocate for kids with special needs, right?
Yes.
And you are currently one of the Golden Jubilee graduates for UNSA. Congrats for that.
Yes. Thank you very much.
And you've had to have, like, your whole, most of your part of your work as advocating, what, to reach out, it's been something that you've had to do on social media, right?
Yes.
You've had to reach out to the world. You've gone on media platforms to get interviewed. You've gone on radio platforms. You've been there. And you've also been within the confinement of a university.
Yes.
So I want to ask you this: from one of the people that actually follow, Sherry Thomas, she wrote this. She said, "Social media offers connectivity, but it is important to find a balance."
Yes.
How do you feel? How can us as youth, as university students, let me say as family people, how could we find this balance? What could we do? What steps, what tips could we have to find a balance between social media, our school life, our personal life, it's church, it's what? Everything confined for a human being. How can we find a balance?
Oh, okay. There's a lot of research that has been actually done in respect to that, because it's a growing concern in the world today. The people who came up with our social media arrangement came up with it in goodwill, trying to help people connect to each other, like I earlier stated. But eventually, I'm sure they noticed all these lacunas where people failed to find a balance between living their true life and also doing their business on social media.
Yep.
So there's a lot of research that has been done, and there's still a lot of research that's ongoing in respect to that. But I think what's most important, or what's most cardinal, is to always control yourself. I think it's just about self-control, because in as much as there are things on our phones that would allow us to regulate how much social media we are exposed to, like screen time and the like, it's never so effective, because you can easily alter those to your satisfaction, to satisfy your ego and how much screen time you would want and how much time you'd want to spend there. But I think it's about personal principle and personal self-control, because you want to maximize your potential in all aspects of your life. Like you said, I personally try to use social media for quite a number of things. There are times I'm just on social media just to interact with a few friends, catch up on time we've not spent together. There are times I'm there just specifically to advocate for persons with disabilities or the differently abled. There are times I'm there just to do my research on a few things that I would want to learn about, certain things that I'm not privy to. There's times I go there just to check on current affairs. So I think you don't always have to go to social media with no plan at all. They say life is like a book. So these, we all have these pages to our life. The socializing page, there's the academic page, there's the spiritual page. So I think if you can take that approach every time you go to Facebook or to any other social media platform, it will be very beneficial, because you'll be going there with a goal. So let's say I'm going to social media today just to try and write an article and advocate for persons with disabilities, I'll do that. And once I'm done that, I get the feedback from the people that I wanted, I will have fulfilled what I wanted to do there. If I'm going there to socialize, I give myself some time. Okay, I'll be there maybe for, say, 20, 30 minutes to interact with a few friends that I've not been in contact with for a long time. You do that and you're out of that place and try to be functional in the real world. You go there, maybe you're going there to listen to current affairs. You know, when you're in school, for example, you mentioned me having been at UNSA for some time, you find that I'm very interested, for example, in current affairs. And I would not have time to actually listen to news every day via TV. So I have to use my phone. So every time it's 19 hours, I even know I'll have to go to the ZNBC page and listen to their news. I go to movie TV page, listen to their news. So I'll be, every time I have to go to, for example, Facebook, I'll be going there with a goal, because there's something I want to achieve out of the time I'm going to spend there. But what we see mostly is people go there because they are bored, they've got nothing to do. And as a result, by the time they realize how much time they'll have spent there, it will be 3, 4, 5 hours, because they went there with no goal whatsoever on why they were going there and what they wanted to do and achieve from there.
Oh, okay.
So it's constant self-control and personal principles that will help us regulate how much screen time we have, or how much social media we are exposed to in a particular day, to enable us also to be functional human beings outside social media.
I need to take those into account. Thank you. Those are really good points to actually note through.
Thank you very much.
So, you've talked about control, having goals, having personal principles, while going on media, right? So let me just divert away a bit from the question.
Okay.
Let me just divert away a bit from the question. Okay. So social media was created. It was made by different, let me say, by men of intelligence. And we've seen,
yes,
from being a place of just interaction, of personal interaction, we've seen that businesses have made from it. We've seen that people are able to reach places they've never visited physically.
Yes.
And in line with COVID-19 and in line with globalization, and with youth airing their views, do you believe, yes, without this virtual life being created, without this virtual life being made, COVID-19 would have done more damage? Again, would it have lessened the views that youths are able to air out, or would globalization be a foreign concept to all of us?
Well, I think yes. Those are some of the positives that have come with social media, because if you look at COVID, I'm sure even if you just try to imagine, you know, having a pandemic like COVID without social media platforms, because I think we learned about most of it on social media.
Yes,
and it's been very beneficial to all of us, because we are constantly able to, you know, catch up on what's going on in the world with regards the same COVID. So I think without social media, it definitely would have had a huge impact negatively on us, as it already has, but I think it would have been worse, because people would have not been able to know as much as they know about the pandemic, and could have not been able to protect themselves as much as they have now in respect to the pandemic. So I think it really has. And in terms of globalization, like you said, you know, globalization is about breaking boundaries, where the world seemingly becomes, you know, one global place without all these boundaries. And I think what has been happening in the from the past is globalization would obviously always be there, because there are a lot of factors to which it's influenced, but social media, you know, was like a catalyst to speed up the whole globalization, reaction. Process. Because now, if you talk about actual globalization, it's as a result of the internet and social media, where, just like I said earlier, I'm able to easily interact with somebody who's in the United States, virtually today. I can video call them and we talk, but before that, what would happen is I had to, you know, write as many emails as possible, or even letters, and it would take time for them to respond. But now, just a few click of buttons, and I'm able to see them, and we're able to interact. I'm able to know what they're doing there, and the like. So I think globalization itself has been actualized by platforms like social media, and those are some of the positives that we'd pick from it. And as a result, people are privy to more information, and have been able to help themselves through social media. So I think it's been very instrumental in helping with the pandemic, firstly, and it's also been very instrumental in actualizing the whole concept of globalization.
Thank you very much, Mr. Davis Lover, for those insightful answers. I believe we've gotten time to learn what is media in general. We've gotten time to learn how to balance this, how the impact it has had on globalization, COVID-19, and airing of views. I want us to talk, I want you to just articulate on one topic that I think most of us didn't get more time to view.
Yes.
Do you believe the enactment of cybersecurity or cyberbullying by His Excellency Mr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu was a great step in order to control social media, or to balance, or indirectly help us balance it?
Yes, I think it's I'm a huge supporter of that bill, and having the president assent to that bill was one of the very happy moments for me, because I think over the time people were becoming, you know, were becoming worse by the day with regard to cyberbullying. And this is a very real issue, because you don't know how much you're going to affect somebody by just a few words you're going to write on their picture or anything.
Yes.
With regards them. So, for example, I might wear my best clothes and, you know, because I'm living life true to myself, I post it and I've got the liberty to do that on my account on Facebook, for example. Yes. And this person from nowhere, who does not know my background, who does not know how much I strive to even get what I, you know, got, and for me to even look the way I looked, comes and just passes a comment like they're from a different planet and they don't understand what happens. and that would injure me to an extent where other people have even committed suicide because of such comments.
That's really,
I think,
hard.
The coming of the cybersecurity bill and you know, to curb the whole cyberbullying concept came at the right time, because people on social media had gone amok and were just doing things that suits themselves. Now that there's a law that regulates what you do, there I think is very good, and it will push people into ensuring that they use social media for the right things and help each other in terms of being positive about life itself. So I think it's a very good move, and it's going to help a lot of people. Yes, I think that's what I can say. But it's been a good move by His Excellency, and we applaud him for that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Davis Lovewell, for the very insightful answers we've had time to get today. We've had time to talk about balance. We've had time to talk about the definitions of virtual life, social media. We've had time to talk about how we can deal with anxiety, how we can still connect with people without getting out of line, how to balance, how cybersecurity has had a very great impact on us.
Yes.
And I think I have had one of the most interesting talks at this of this topic, and I am really happy to have had you as my guest. So we are coming to the end of our interview. Any last words you'd like to give?
With regards last words, I think I would just want to encourage.
Yes.
To encourage everybody to ensure that they use social media for the right purposes. I think it's all about a personal, you know, personal regulation and a personal reality check, and always wanting to see how best you're going to benefit from what you're going to be doing. So you just don't go to social media because you've got nothing to do, but make it so important to you that every time you have to get social media, it's because you want to achieve a certain goal, and always be in check with your reality. Look at what is the reality, even as you interact with social media, and use it for as many positive things as you would use it for.
We've come to the end of our podcast, and we've had fun having Mr. Davis Lovewell with us. And don't forget to keep the conversation going. Go to our social media page or email us at the Talk with the Zambian Child or IG page at Zambian Child Tevin Smart, where we can get interactive and share with us how have you been able to manage your social media and your life in general. So guys, this is your host Tevin Smart saying bye, and see you Friday next week.